Should we do the same thing we did last week? Just being consistent and, you know, bringing the energy and the passion to the field, during practice, walkthroughs, whatever it may be, meetings. And, you know, I think winning, just like losing, is kind of contagious. You know, that winning feeling, you know, hopefully that's a contagious feeling for us. And we've had a lot of success late in the season, you know, the past few years, and, you know, hopefully we can continue that.
Did you happen to watch RG3 against the Cowboys on Thanksgiving?
No, I think I did.
And what did you learn about him that you didn't know?
Nothing. I was hoping to learn that he'd slow down a little bit, but that's not the case. I mean, he is one of the best dual threats in our game today, and, you know, we're going to have our hands full trying to stop that guy.
What impressed you most about the first meeting? You saw him up close and personal. What did he do that amazed you the most that day?
Yeah, I think his poise for a rookie quarterback. I mean, he just seems to always be in the moment and never rattled, never, you know, too high or too high. And just seems like he's always focused on the play at hand. You know, I haven't seen him kind of, you know, argue, you know, fuss with his O-line or anything like that. You always see him kind of poised and ready for the moment. And that says a lot about his maturity to be thrust upon this league and, you know, have all the, you know, the weight of a franchise on you. It shows a lot about how mature he is.
So you're gonna have to battle him for the next decade or so.
I don't plan on being here for that long, but, until I exit stage right, it seems like he's going to be a fixture in my dreams and nightmares.
Can you explain how this team is able to beat some of the best teams in the NFL in every phase of the game and dominate, and then some weeks just not?
No, I can't. I would challenge anybody to figure that out, because I would love to know the answer to it. But, I mean, it is what it is. You know, football is football. The NFL is a league that's full of parity, and even teams that, you know, haven't had the success on the win-loss column, you know, they're still pretty good, you know, athletes on that team. And, you know, sometimes it just happens that way.